Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Chase by Dean Koontz, performed by Nick Podell. One. 1971. Bruce Springsteen wasn't famous in 1971. Neither was Tom Cruise, a mere schoolboy. Julia Roberts haunted no young men's dreams. Robin Williams, Steve Martin, Arnold Schwarzenegger, their fortunes were as yet unmade. Richard Milhouse Nixon was president of the United States. The war in Vietnam raged. In Wilmington, North Carolina, January was a time of violence against black citizens. Arson, bombings, shootings. At the Attica Correctional Facility in New York State, the bloodiest prison riot in U.S. history claimed 43 lives. The bestseller list of the New York Times included The Winds of War by Herman Wouk and Another Roadside Attraction by Tom Robbins. The movies, The French Connection, A Clockwork Orange, Clute, Carnal Knowledge, The Last Picture Show. The music, Carole King, John Denver, John Lennon on his own, Led Zeppelin, Elton John just beginning. Cigarette sales in the United States topped $547 billion. JCPenney died at the age of 95. As many as 500,000 Soviet citizens perished in the gulags during those 12 months, evidence of government restraint. It was a different time, a different world. The term serial killer was unknown, and sociopath. Two. At 7 o'clock, seated on the platform as the guest of honor, Ben Chase was served a bad roast beef dinner while dignitaries talked at him from both sides, breathing over his salad and his half-eaten fruit cup. At 8 o'clock, the mayor rose to deliver a boring panegyric to the city's most famous Vietnam War hero. Half an hour after he began, he finally presented Chase with a special scroll detailing his supposed accomplishments and restating the city's pride in him. Chase was also given the keys to a new Mustang convertible, which he had not been expecting. It was a gift from the Merchants Association. By 9:30, Benjamin Chase was escorted from the iron...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?